A new day, a new day, a new day.
All the hits, all the laughs.
Nikki and DeMello.
Let's go!
Coast FM.
And Event 12 is Chicken Soup for the Soul Day.
Chicken soup for the soul. It's not really a chicken soup kind of day, is it?
Not especially, no.
It's not a soup day.
No. Well, I don't think you literally have to have it. It's about exploring and unpacking, it says, deep-rooted emotional issues and searching right. for inspiration to lead more fulfilling lives. Nobody can solve all of their problems without any help or inspiration from their surroundings, it says. And the purpose of Chicken Soup for the Soul Day is to take a fresh approach to thinking about your problems.
Mm.
So you don't have to have actual chicken soup to make it work.
Good.
I've heard wine is an excellent chicken soup substitute.
Morning, happy Friday. And what a beautiful Friday it is.
It is. And you know, ahead of a pretty nice looking weekend as well with yep. lots of action going on with McHappy Days and mm-hmm. lots of, you know, talking about Christmas shopping, a lot of people obviously starting to think about that already. I hear warnings from people saying, look, if you see something in the shop that you like, then pretty much get it.
Yes,
because
definitely.
They might not be able to restock it with the way things are. So,
And ordering things, do it as soon as you can.
Yeah, well, even that may be tricky at this stage. Mm. But otherwise, I mean, I guess there's lots of markets and stuff going on.
Yeah.
Good chance to go and shop local. I actually saw something that suggested that perhaps if you like imported beer, you may be in trouble because pallets, there's not much wood around. So, you know, whether they can actually get beer in from other places for multiple reasons, maybe forced to drink, you know, Amy.
Yeah. Or anything that's from another country, anyway. Basically, is, struggling to get in with all the shipping dramas.
Yes. We just have to maybe change our expectations for this particular Christmas. Interesting bit of research out of Queensland. Apparently, diet doesn't impact autism, according to their best results. They've long speculated about a link between autism and the microbes in our stomach. But a new study has assessed 247 kids, including 99 with autism. The results showed that behaviour and dietary preferences affect the bits in your guts, not the other way around, they reckon. So, sadly, it looks like changing your diet probably isn't necessarily going to help control behaviours. On that front.
Mm.
More research probably needed, but there you go.
Interesting.
Just something that I thought I'd pass along. I saw it. Don't sue me for it.
don't sue me for
it. If you've got some diet that's related to autism, then, you know, don't come attacking me. Good news out of our little state. I don't know if you heard it yesterday or not, but our unemployment figure is low.
Nice.
That's good news. Mm-hmm. I mean, while the nation's sitting on 5.2%, our state's unemployment rate at a 10-year low, 3.9%. It's amazing.
Mm.
Now, there's a lot of places looking for people to work too.
Yeah.
So, look, it's I don't know what it is. They reckon driven in part by a bunch of people leaving the labour force, so no longer being counted in the figures. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's not
retiring.
But I don't know.
Mm.
Not sure. But anyway, but the participation rate remained higher than every state apart from the NT.
Nice.
Figures can say anything, can't they? But that seems like a good thing.
Yeah. And I'm just excited that WA at the moment is the only state in Australia that isn't raining, crazy wind. And if you've seen photos from over east, Melbourne, it's just insane.
It's a strange spring, isn't
getting
it?
Getting uprooted. And so I'm just very grateful that it's a sunny Friday.
I mean, apart from that, there was that, you know, that hailstorm a couple of days back. But look, apart from that, everything's all right.
This weekend I'm talking about is
absolutely
fantastic.
And for those that are keen, the funeral of Bert Newton is happening this morning. And I believe 7, 9 and 10 are going to be covering the event, streaming it on various platforms, which is only fair, I guess, from about 7 o'clock our time. You know when they say like two hearts beat as one when people are in love?
Yeah.
You know? It turns out it could actually be a thing.
Oh.
Your heartbeat will synchronise with your dates, if your date's going well.
What?
Yeah. How'd they work it out? Well, Dutch researchers set up very romantic-sounding dating cabins at three festivals.
Mm.
One was for music, one was for art, one was for science in the Netherlands. They invited 152 single male and females aged 18 to 34 to go on a four-minute blind date in the cabins.
Mm.
They wore eye-tracking glasses, heart rate monitors and devices for monitoring the sweatiness of their palms.
Ew.
And the pairs that wanted to see each other again and rated each other as attractive tended to be those that got in sync. Their heart rates would speed up and slow down at the same times, and their palm sweatiness increased or decreased in tandem.
Right.
Sounds dangerous. It sounds like they're all about to experience simultaneous heart attacks, if you ask me. But it's interesting, though not particularly useful information in the scheme of things. Because, I don't know, asking your first date if you can check their pulse is generally, it's not a good sign.
No.
No.
I'm not feeling well. Check my pulse.
It's an awkward moment.
Yeah.
Nikki and DeMello's Three Things You Need to Know.
So the Peel Mantra Relay for Life is happening tomorrow, raising vital funds. And also creating just a sense of community, I think, for those that have been touched by cancer.
Painting the town purple, I think, is what they're calling it.
That's right. So there's all through the day amazing things going on. Yep. A candlelight vigil at night time. Look, and if you've got some time, I think everyone's welcome. Keith Holmes Reserve, which is near Dolphin Keg.
Yep, check it out.
Coastlive.com.au if you want details about that. Tomorrow's also McHappy Day, raising funds for Ronald McDonald House Charities. So, you know the deal. Grab yourself a Big Mac or get yourself some of those silly socks
silly
or whatever.
Silly socks, to help the kids. And see the Coast crew. They'll be down there giving away toys and freebies.
Yeah, Mac is at the Forum from 11 is where you'll see them tomorrow. November 12 is, if you're feeling a little bit out of sorts, Chicken Soup for the Soul Day.
Nice.
Which is all about, you know, exploring alternative ways to...
Yeah, enrich your life.
And sort out your emotional issues with, you know, external help.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe literal chicken soup. Maybe
yeah, that's if that's what will make you happy, then have some chicken soup.
And here's one that may be controversial. November 12 is also National Pizza with the Works Except Anchovies Day.
Still gets left out.
It does. So... Apologies to you if you're an anchovy today.
Yeah. If you're an anchovy.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, no, we're very popular with anchovies.
I think it was anchovy lovers. No, just anchovy.
No. If you're an anchovy, I know what it's like to be left out. It's terrible.
97.3 Coast FM. Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed. Coast Feed.
Go. And delivering entertainment news on an alpaca for a Friday, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Beyonce has released a new song called Be Alive from the King Richard soundtrack. Here it is. So the film King Richard obviously stars Will Smith as Richard Williams as he coaches and raises his young daughters Venus and Serena. The film is based on the true story of Serena and Venus Williams' rise to tennis stardom and their father that championed them. The song Be Alive is out now. Adele's got a two-hour special on the way. It's set to air in the US on Sunday. It's called Adele One Night Only and will feature the singer chatting candidly with talk show queen Oprah. She's also set to perform new songs from her album 30, which is out next Friday. Here is the teaser.
Nobody's more compelling with truth than Adele.
It will look really, like, elegant, and then I'll tell, like, a load of filthy jokes and, like, stand up. So it'll be real, like, sort of whiplash for him.
It's going to be a very special night. Join me when I interview the one and only Adele.
I invite you to join me for One Night Only.
And if you're wondering, it looks like it's being done on the same couches as the Harry and Meghan interview.
Yeah, same garden.
Yeah, same spot.
Adele, One Night Only, will be on Channel 7. No word yet on a date and time, but it will be coming this month. Taylor Swift has been named the most influential person on Twitter. The list of the top 50 most influential people on Twitter came out today, with Taylor Swift remaining in top position. Indian PM Narendra Modi is number two. And Indian cricketer Sachin Tendulkar is also on the list, ahead of Hollywood names like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Leonardo DiCaprio, and former First Lady Michelle Obama.
What kind of world is this?
It's very odd. Anyway, Taylor Swift's re-recorded album Red is also out today. Oh. And the Jonas Brothers have been roasted by Pete Davidson as a part of a new Netflix show called Jonas Brothers Family Roast. Here's the preview.
So you're a fan? Oh, I'm a huge fan. I listen to the Jonas Brothers every time I'm in a supermarket. I mean, show some respect, okay? Nick's a legit actor now. He's won everything from a Kids' Choice Award to a Teen Choice Award. Very good. Yeah, thank you. Did you know, Nick even had a hit called Jealous, though it would have been way more believable if Kevin was singing it.
The roast will also feature performances from, appearances from Niall Horan and John Legend, to name a few.
Oh.
The Jonas Brothers Family Roast premieres on Netflix November 23rd.
Nikki and DeMello.
Back Monday from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.